All right, Besudas Tovus, thank you. Okay, let's see what we're dealing with. So we saw the Chiddush Yer of the Maharal, the Kuf Tzadiches. We saw the Chiddush Yer of the Maharal on the Mishnah of Godel Anene Migiyas Kop of Yosem Yerushamayim. Not the pshat is that he's nene from the results of the gear kopov, but he's nene from the gear kopov itself. Because he understands that there is a goal and a purpose in the gear kopov in and of itself. Nothing to do with the toitsa, the consequence of the gear kopov. That's the knach. You weren't here yesterday. I'm just summarizing what we did yesterday. Good. Sorry. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Godel Anenim Yegir Kopov, a person is greater. Greater is the person who's nene, who benefits, who enjoys his own physical efforts, let's call it that, Yegir Kopov, the labor of his hands. Yosem Yerushamayim, more than somebody who has Yerushamayim. So we were a bit surprised at that. It means the guy digging ditches, the street laborer, whatever. He makes a living from digging ditches, from Yegir Kopov, and he's greater than Ruchaim Kanievsky, who's a Yerushamayim. We don't understand the Mishnah. So the Maharal explains, it's not talking about that he's nene from the produce that his Yegir Kopov produces, but he's nene from the Yegir Kopov itself, because he understands that the effort he's making, the work that he's doing, has a goal and a purpose in and of itself. That has nothing to do with the results of that effort. What we call ishtadlus. He realizes that the ishtadlus has a purpose and a benefit in and of itself. That has nothing to do with the panosa that it's going to produce. That's why he's greater than Yerushalayim, because somebody who's doing that, says the Maharal, is an oivashem. That's Ava, and Ava is greater than Yerushalayim. That was the Maharal. Then we spoke about panosa kasher, that the panosa has to be kosher. The ishtadlus that one's making for panosa has to be kosher panosa, ishtadlus. He's focusing on the woman that got to work in order to support their husbands in learning. There's a lot of problems there. Lord, it's much worse today than it was when this was written 30 years ago. The problem today is acute, and it's not... We're not coming here to solve the problem, to discuss it, or even put down what the problems are. It has to be addressed. I remember once Rav Pinkus was speaking in America to the mothers of Beis Yaakov girls. And he was talking about kosher panosa. You have to make kosher panosa. It means the bas yisrael. There are certain places where bas yisrael shouldn't be. But that's where she is, making panosa to support her husband in learning. She's over as a virus the whole day, so that he can sit and learn and all your needs. Anyway, no one is talking about. One woman put up her hand and said, so like, what do you mean? Give me an example of kosher panosa. This was in America. So no, it's not too full. It's just, I see, I got your attention. So she asked a very good question. Like what? He said, being a teacher. So she said, there's not enough jobs for all the girls to be teachers. So Rav Pinkus said, my daughter's not all the girls. I don't have a chiv to find a job for all the girls. I have a chiv to find my daughter a job. There's certainly a job for one girl. After that, you want to become the local Askin and you want to solve the problem or whatever, and go solve the problem for all the girls. But your first responsibility is to make sure that your wife, your daughter, whoever it is that you're responsible for, is working in a kosher place. You're not yet too. That's very often the Yetzer Hara. There's not enough jobs for all the girls. You often find a job for all the girls. That's the Yetzer Hara Taina. So you won't even find one for your daughter because, well, since I can't find for everyone, I won't find. Well, you first, what do you have to do? Anyway. Sometimes today it's not so posh because today you don't really have a choice. The girls are going to do what they're going to do. The fathers don't always have that much say over it. Whatever. That's why that's not my nosea. I don't want to go into that. But I want to show you. There was a girl that came to visit him. to ask him the following question. She was a Baris Tshuva. She became Frum when she was 12. She wants to marry someone who's going to sit and learn. She was real. She wasn't... let me just get rid of some of this. Bochat, I don't know. I'm sure. Cool. I'm sure. Oh, about hot coffee. We should have some as well. Okay. So she came to me and she said, listen, I want to support. Now, I can go to university, study computers, get a good job, and be able to support my husband in learning. However, it's not so simple to get to university. I'm very scared that the years that I've toiled and worked, her parents were informed, she had a lot of challenges. The tsnias and the dogs of a cheetah says it's gonna get damaged. What should I do? What should I do? That's the question. What do you tell this girl? Go to university and have a husband who's gonna sit and learn. Gavaldic, first prize. Nothing better than that. Husband sitting and learning, and you see her, and he's a bit tired and he's sitting and learning, and you're supporting him. Fantastic. Or no, he goes to work, you marry a bala boss, and you don't go to university, and you eke out a living. Hard question to tell someone what to do. Lo yadati ma lanot lo, you don't know what to answer. That's always, by the way, the best place to start. When people come to ask you advice, the best thing is not to know what to say. Then a Kodesh Baruch Hu comes and helps you. As long as you know what to say, she says, oh, you're handling it good. Oh, you don't need me. First step to say, nothing for me. In everything in life, in business as well. You think you know how to run a business? Hashem says, okay, fine. Off you go. You don't need me. I've got a lot of people that need me. I'm a busy guy. I don't know. You don't need me? I'm out of here. It's good to not know. Shetakti ma'at v'achachach amati la. I kept quiet and afterwards I said to her, avucha ein li tshuva. For you, I don't have an answer. Ulam. If this was my daughter asking me the shaila, I would have said to her, you go marry a Baal who's going to be kovei itim le Torah. The marotch ain't terosu munosu, even though his Torah won't be his main preoccupation. Va'afilu le Baal shamu banosu ba'avoy de bizua. Even if it's somebody working in a very lonely kind of a position, Slilis Kvishim, somebody who's working on the road gangs, building the roads. Ach kovei itim b'toira, but he's kovei itim b'toira. Ubilvad she'at lo talechi lilmoid b'universita. On condition you don't go and massacre yourself in the university. Ulo t'kalkele sator shel kol kvede bas melech pnima. You don't destroy kol kvede bas melech pnima. That's not the way of a Bas Yisrael to conduct yourself. That's what he would have told his daughter. Okay. Brave man. I would have told my daughter the following. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't give your husband who's a Ben Torah sitting and learning all day, it's not your... It's not your fault. It's not your problem. You yearn for such a thing. Hashem is the one who makes shidduchim, and that's what he wanted. It's not our job to worry about things like that. My job is to help my daughter as much as I can, that she should stay a kosher Bas Yisrael. Tznua. Avalach, he said to this girl, any yochelip soik, I don't know what to tell you. Ze achrayis gedoyle ma'od. That's a massive achrayis. Hein shel beischa v'hein shel kol ha'doyres she'iv lode mimech. You're talking about doyres, yeah. Doyres. The difference between a home of a person who's an emistik ben Torah sitting and learning all day to a home that's, who's going to make decisions like this for doyres? So what do you do when you don't know what to do? I don't know what to do. Shimon Shaw was one of the Gedolei Ador. She'er Rabbi Shel Washington Heights. We are Talmidim, Talmidim Shel Agoyin Atzadik Yibiruchem Mimir Zatzal. Good credential. Okay. Sipati lo is advarim, Rav Shimon Shwab met the Chofetz Chaim. Sipati lo is advarim, Vatzakti lefone vese shayla. Went to Rav Shimon, told him the story. Ve'im alelechaz did not be nervous, et toch kedei sikun atzilusa shel Bas Yisrael. Should you go to university and risk, put into danger all the beauty, the pnimius of a Bas Yisrael? Or she should find a simple job, or he'll work whatever. But yeah, mistapek with a husband who's mepanes miagia kopov. Hagoyin atzadik Reb Shimon shatak. He also kept quiet. Ve'oymer she'eini yichol lipsoik b'shayla zu. What's so hard? Anybody here have a problem knowing how to paskin the shala? What's so difficult in paskining the shala? Anybody here prepared to take the risk of the shala? I don't see the problem. Pashut.
It's subjective to her.
We're talking about for her. We're talking about for this girl asked the shala. I don't understand what the difficulty is.
I don't know. What's I don't know how strong she is.
What would I tell her? Don't go to university. No, marry a Baal. Marry someone who's going to be committed in the Torah. What right do you, what not right? What's the sense of going and do something that flies in the face of Kula Torah Kuloi? In order to mafanes, which has got nothing to do with you in the first place, so you can marry someone who's going to sit and learn the whole day. I don't understand the question, Bichlal. Of course you don't go. What's so difficult about the Shana? What's so difficult about the Shana? Maybe I'm curious. I don't know. It could be. This is being recorded. I have to be careful. Anybody would paskin differently? Is there anybody would tell her, no, you're going to university? I can hear it. If you're telling me, I'll hear it if you tell me. Klal Yisrael needs frum psychiatrists. The frum world needs frum psychiatrists. Therefore, a God will betray you, understand. Somebody who's big will tell this girl, you go to university, like we mentioned yesterday from Eliyahu. You go to university and you study psychiatry because Klal Yisrael needs you. But we're not talking about Klal Yisrael now. We're talking about her. You marry a Ben Torah means you got to risk. You got to massacre your life. So who else you massacre in your life? There was a Choshev Rov that I know from a very Choshev from community. Today, these Shalas could never come up, but in those days, this was a big Shala. They have a phone in their house. Which was a rare occurrence. They have a phone in Israel, wasn't so fashioned. And it used to be that if you phoned after 10 o'clock at night, the calls were much cheaper. You remember those days? Yes. You're too young for that. You remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You lived there, you know what I'm talking about? So people used to, that's why in Israel, you can get, you know, people used to make calls 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night, you know, when most normal people are sleeping. But anyway, people used to make phone calls because of. So he came to the robber the following Shala. His wife is on the phone before 10. It was a lamb on kesef. It was expensive. It wasn't 10 agarot, 15 agarot. It was mashmuti. Yeah? And she just, he can't get her to talk on the phone after 10. What should he do? You know what the Rav told him? What's the problem? You can't afford the calls? The guy was sitting and learning. So he said to him, yeah, it's too expensive. He said, so go get a job. Go get a job. Your wife can't talk before 10. She's busy with the children, whatever. After 10, I mean, she can't talk after 10. She's tired, whatever. She wants to talk before 10. Ah, it's expensive for you. She's got a ksuva, not you. Go get a job. Similar, Shaila came to the Sefer, and I'm talking about a Rav who's frum. I'm talking about a Rav who's a Mashgiach in Yeshiva, and he's the Rav of one of the frumest communities in Israel. I'm not talking about a Reform Rabbi. Talk about somebody who understands the value of Yoshev HaHolim. Similar, Charlotte. He comes home. He has a very short window between coming home and going to night koilel. That's where he wants to make calls. And his wife's always on the phone. What should he do? So the Rav said, get another phone. Put in another phone. He said, but I can't afford it. They told him, so go get a job. your wife has to go into university and risk her life and endanger herself with all the schmutz and the tumult in that place so that you can sit and learn? I don't understand the question, Bichlal and Rav Shimon, not prepared a pasuk, so I don't understand what's going on here. I just want to let you know, I need lo mivin. He can't pass in the shot. This is a major life question that's too complicated. Ach, when I told Rav Shimon my answer, I don't know what to tell her, but if it was my daughter, this is what I would say. If this was my daughter, who armor? Achay, in chot tzodek, b'meya chuzi. You're 100% correct. It means I'm right. If this is my daughter, I don't see the shalom. You're 100% correct? V'kach amnam yesh lano is the Bas Yisrael. That's what you have to answer, Bas Yisrael. Ela, shemipas ha'uv d'sheyesh kan horo, ha'sheini me'hoiras ha'shah shel doreinu. Since you're giving a psak that goes against the harasho of Kol Gedolei Hador, it was a harasho. Woman going out to work wasn't a poshut story. After the Holocaust, when the Gedolim and everybody, there was no arguments about it, came up with this thing that the men need to sit and learn to rebuild Klal Yisrael. And in order to do that, they know it's going to work is if the woman will work and support their husbands. It was a very rare event that. There were a few rare gedolim, the Chazanish, the Chofetz Chaim. They were sitting and learning the whole day, and their wives, Rav Taub's father himself, the wife ran the factory, and he used to pop in for an hour a day. Chofetz Chaim had a makolet. He closed it after a while because it was causing other people to lose money. The Chazanish had a little business that the Rebbetzin ran. There was only the gedolim at all. There wasn't Hamoin Am. The Hamoin Am, the wife stayed at home, and the husbands worked. And the husbands worked and whatever. And they were kovayitim the Torah. Oh, were they kovayitim the Torah? The whole night. The sudden. About this business of women going out and working, the wings hung the blood, there was a harash show. It was a sort of an ace last size. It means it stays awesome, but you have to do it. The sudden. Any cholipsok, pochedani. That's what Shimon Schwad, I can't paskin against the harash show of the Gedolei Hador. I'm scared, I'm not allowed to. But a person in his own individual situation with his own personal suffering, his wife and his own daughter and his own family, for sure. Not, what's the question?
Well, it's perhaps not on the side of the wife, it's more on the side of the husband who said to a Korel man, go to work. And sometimes it's not.
My Rebbe said that if every day when your wife goes out to work, you don't cry, then you got to work.
Yeah.
You think it's a lechatchila, it's the right thing, women should be working so that I can learn. I'm not about somebody who's really learning. I'm not talking about somebody whose wife's working the rule or lot of fuss so that he has to learn. I'm not talking about it as an excuse. No. Tough.
Well, is it accepted that the wife is to work, but it's not accepted that
he has to learn.
That the husband has to work to work.
Yeah.
It's
I don't know if you've noticed, but in the afternoon, there's no one here because everybody is working. That was from my Rebbe. You know why he said it? So that people will be able to learn. If you want to carry on learning, if you want to carry on steiging, you have to carve out a little corner of Panosa, whatever that is. Then you'll be able to carry on learning. If not, how are you going to carry on learning? You'll fall off the edge of a cliff. Now, there are people that do. And there are people that know how to do that. Very often, it's hard for the chutzniki. You're brought up in a home like that. Your father was an avreich. You learned how to learn like that. You learned how to live. Maybe, ulai. But you didn't live like that. You don't know how to live like that. For a lot of people, it's, anyway, listen, these are complex. I'm not complex, Charles. Each person for himself, you have to know. About the bottom line is, we're learning Hilchus Betochen. We're not learning Hilchus. If the Betochen is that my panosa comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I have to make ishtadlis, the ishtadlis, whether it's me making the ishtadlis or my wife or my daughter making the ishtadlis, has to be kosher ishtadlis. Because the ishtadlis is not about the panosa. The ishtadlis is about somebody being mekadosh shem shamayim. Okay. Achayim, horo ashar lepia panosa b'nei Yisrael shem beis Yaakov is b'nei Yisrael. This unbelievable decision The last decision, I believe, that was this big, that's this radical, that changed the face of Klal Yisrael, was when Yehoshua ben Gamla sent kids to Cheder. People used to learn at home. People used to learn at home. Every house was a base midrash. Every house was a yeshiva. Yehoshua ben Gamla came along and closed down all the home yeshivas, banned homeschooling, and sent everybody into the school system. That was the last major decision that changed the face of Klal Yisrael then, and I think the next big one since then was this one. Changed the face of Klal Yisrael. There's no more a thing called the Yiddish Mama. What was a Yiddish Mama? It was a woman whose only concerns and worrying was her husband and her children and her home. That's all she thought about and cared about. She was there, cooler for her family. You know, it's not so partial. I'm not saying today. If the Gedolei Dor Paskin this, then it must be for the good, but you pay a price for everything. We paid a price for the second Beis HaMikdash as well. The Mishkan was the price we paid for the Chet HaEgel. Would you not have a Mishkan? No, I want a Mishkan, but I'd rather not have a Mishkan. Because we only got the Mishkan because of the Chet HaEgel. Is it good or bad? Now that we have it, it's gewaldig, but that we shouldn't have needed it. Nobody asked for the Shoah. If Gedolei Hador said that's what you have to do, that's what you have to do. But it's our Rasha was writing down Torah Shabbat Peh. Was that a good thing or a bad thing? It was a good thing because out there we wouldn't have Torah. But you know what a price we paid for that? You know what a price we paid for that? That you took Torah Shabbat Peh and you shrunk it down that people can sit at home and learn and think that they know what's going on in Torah. If you don't learn from a Rebbe anymore. You know what a price we paid for that? Yeah, but if you didn't have that. That's what they decided you have to do. But that was a cloud decision. You have to always know when you're dealing with Psakim or Rosh Hashanah, Gedolei Olam, that's a cloud decision. How it applies to you requires you and your Rebbe to sit down and work that out for yourself. That doesn't machayev every woman to close her, you know, and die and work, whatever. The husband can learn who each person in his situation, in his. The Matz of Shiloh. It's always like that with Klal proclamations. It's something that's been spoken to the Klal. How does it apply to me personally? I'm not. Kisharotza, okay. This is where we're going to stop. We started well, but Bezrat Hashem, we should have a good sof, a good end. Everyone should have a Hakosha v'sameach. You're still allowed to learn during Ben Zmanim, the Sforim, or yeah, we'll have to find someone to put them. They're going to get put away. Yeah, maybe you should take your safer with you because they clean up here for Pesach. It's going to get. Those are on the shelf there. No one's going to fiddle with their shelves. If you leave them on the Orevam shelf, you'll find them there. We'll continue when we get back next month.